The UCI World Championships, World Cycling Championships are in, this is Yorkshire, they're in God's County at the moment. They've been in Harrogate since the weekend, they're coming to Bradford on Saturday.
Hooray!
We are going to have the start of the Women's Elite Road Race on Saturday. It's the most prestigious event in the cycling calendar, well I suppose annual cycling calendar. We've got our man on the ground, oh yes, Dave Carpenter. He's in Harrogate, I think it'd be very posh, you call it. What's the atmosphere like, Dave?
It's been great today. It's been great. It's kind of calming down now because the racing for the day has just finished. But it's been one of those fantastic kind of autumn sunny days where it feels a bit like winter when you get up in the morning, but then it's just been baking hot throughout the day.
And I guess
it's just been great.
Harrogate looking at its loveliest best, is it?
It's had beautiful helicopter shots of it all day, like helicopters buzzing around and sending pictures of the event around the world to everyone. So yeah, it's green, it's luscious, and it's sunny. It's everything you wouldn't expect.
From mid-September. I have to say, I mean, that's one of the things I love about, you know, Tour de Yorkshire, Tour de France, all of these things, the cycle race coming in, is it doesn't half make you proud to be Yorkshire, doesn't it? When you see the pictures of our countryside and, you know, and our landscape up on those big screens, it makes you realise just how green and how lucky we are to live here.
Yeah, it's true. It's glorious. I've been talking to other people from around the world who've been just saying how much they like it here and how they've kind of been surprised at what they've encountered when they've got here, about how lovely it is and actually how polite and what good drivers we are, was one of the things I was hearing from a Frenchman today.
So what's
we've got all going on.
What's the experience like for the spectators on the ground? I mean, you've been there all day. What's the atmosphere? What do you actually see of the race as opposed to what happens on telly?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty good, basically. Everything is all set up. The centre of Harrogate is kind of like cut off for the racing. There's plenty of guides around to tell you where to get to things. There's a fan zone where if you get yourself into the fan zone, you can see the start ramp, you can see where everybody's going off. There's been time trials today, so they've been sending off one rider at a time. So you've been able to get right up to the start ramp, see each of the riders as they go off. There's been a really good compere who's been telling you who they are, how good they are, what their chances are, all that kind of stuff. And then as they go off, there's been big screens around, so you can follow everybody's progress around the course and find out who's first, second, how they're doing at intermediate points. So everything you need for the racing is there. And also in the fan zone, there's a whole load of other stuff to keep you entertained.
Have there been freebies
around? Yes, there's children from all across Yorkshire wandering around with temporary tattoos on their faces of the UCI rainbow colours.
Because that's one of the big things about the Tour de France, isn't it? When I remember when the original Tour de France came to West Yorkshire,
yep.
It was what we call the caravan, the whole kind of the
slow-moving
procession of floats, and they were chucking all sorts of goodies at the crowd. does that happen in the World Championships?
I believe it does. It's an interesting setup this week because every single race finishes in Harrogate. There's races every day. Today's races have just been on a closed circuit around Harrogate, so the caravan hasn't been going round because there's been riders on it all day. So you get all your goodies from the fan zone as you come in. But the races for the rest of the week, starting in different parts of Yorkshire. So tomorrow is the women's time trial and the under-23s time trial, and it starts from Ripon. And it works its way down to Harrogate, and then I think it does a circuit of Harrogate, and then it finishes. And that's why we have Bradford on Saturday. It starts in Bradford and wends its way out into the Dales, and then turns around and comes back to Harrogate. I think does three or four circuits of Harrogate when it gets here.
Now, we've got the elite women, haven't we, starting
in Bradford? The elite women. We have, yes. Yeah, yeah. And there's basically two big races here all week. There's the elite women and there's the elite men. And to some extent, I think the rest of it's all a little bit of a sideshow to bring you up to those big races. So for Bradford to have the start is absolutely fantastic. And of course, when I mention to people that I'm from Bradford Community Broadcasting, the first thing they say is, oh, Saturday, the start. It's on Saturday in Bradford. I'm like, that's right.
And of course, you'll get the very best coverage of what's going on BCB on Saturday.
Yep, well, let's hope so.
Absolutely, you will. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of your day, Dave. Sounds like you're having a cracking time there. Enjoy the weather, enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy the bicycles.
I will do. As long as you don't play that Queen song again, we'll be all right.
Oh, a bit too late for that. Are you a fellow Queen hater along with me then?
I'm not a big fan.
Hey, you and me, we need to talk about this. We need to do a Queen support group. See you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.